We're up to Lamed Aleph on the days El Hanar Hazeh. El Hanar Hazeh is Palalti. So Tana said, I daven for this child. Omer Abelazar, Shmuel Mora Halochot Nirabu Hoya. Shmuel passed in the shail in front of Eli. Shenemar, Vayishketu Esapar, Vayoviu Esanar Al Eli. What's the connection between the fact that they shechted the par, Chana brought a korban, and they shechted it, and then they brought the boy to Eli? What's the connection? Ela lechu lahadure bosar, no. Omer lohen Eli. Kiru kohen leise velishkot. Eli said, go get a kohen, then you should check the korban. Chaznu Shmuel dahavi mahadri bosar kohen lemishkot. So Shmuel saw they were looking for a kohen to shech the animal. Omer lohu lama lechu lahadure bosar kohen lemishkot. Why do you have to look for a kohen? Shechit the bizarre sherry. You don't need a kohen to shech a korban. Even a czar is kosher to shech the korban. I seal the kamei de Eli. Omer lei menolacha. Where do you know that? Omer lei miksi v'shochat hakohen v'ikrivu hakohanim ksiv. Right, only from Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'elech mitzvah kohuna. From the time that you receive the blood and on, there you need a kohen. Before that, anybody could shech. Mikan l'shchita shechera bizarre. Omer lei neimer shafer komers. Said good. But you pass in the shail in front of your Rebbe, in front of me. And anybody who passes in the shail in front of his Rebbe is chayiv misa. So as Yechana v'kotzav chakamei, ani ha'ish anitzeves imcho bazeh. So Chana came, she saw that Eli was going to kill her kid. Right? He was going to bring down upon him the din of Shammai. So she started screaming, I daven for this kid. Omer la shavki li ti'anish puboina rachmi v'yoyv lach rabba mineh. So Eli said to her, leave me, punish him, and I'll daven, you get a bigger, better kid than him. Omer la alanar hazeh is palalti. He said, no, this is the one I wanted. Right, I don't want another one. I see Rashi, and I'll see what's here. Alanar hazeh, al zeh v'lo la'achir. Right, I want this one, not another one. Mikan shechot le'eli. The Ratzel Ancho, he sinned against Eli, and Eli wanted to punish him. Well, they spalu she nosin lo ben acher, and then he would daven that she would, what's it called, get another son. The krivu akohanim, omru b'perek kama de chagiga, the krivu zukabala sadan. The krivu, that refers to receiving the blood and then sprinkling it. Okay, so there's a few things that they ask over here. First of all, Tosus says, L'chara Shmuel was just brought to Eli. He never learned anything from him. Mora halacha b'fnei rabcha is where the Rebbe is a Rebbe mufak. So Tosus says that what's it called, that since he was a gadol hador, right, and he was going, intended to learn from him, so he has a din of a Rebbe mufak. The gadol hador has a din of a Rebbe mufak, and the Trumas Hadeshin says that, based on this, that if you're sitting at the table of the gadol hador, Leil Pesach, and even though he's not your Rebbe, you never learned anything from him. He has a din of your Rebbe, and you can't have Aseba without his Rishus. Okay, the another Akasha they ask over here is, how did they make a mistake? How did Eli not know that what's it called, there was hundreds of years since the Torah was given, and there were thousands of Karbonis brought? How did they think that you could only have a Kohen? So there are all different kinds of answers given. Some that in the Midbar, the Halacha was different, in the Mishkan, and Yitaka only had a Kohen, so the situation only changed recently. Others say that the Slach says that he was a Korban Isha. By a Korban Isha, where there's no Smicha, it could be that what's it called, the same Limudim that apply to a regular Korban, where we learn that a Kohen doesn't have to Shech, doesn't apply over here, and therefore it was only by this Korban that was a question. In any case, there all different ways of explaining why they didn't know this halacha up until this time. Another kasha that bothers the Mepharshim over here is Shmuel was only 2 years old. Right? Lechora, why was he chayiv anything? So the Alshich says the most simple teretz, and that is, Ein mukdam mukhar batorah, this maisa happened much later. Even though it's mentioned here, it didn't happen when she first came. It's when she first came, she brought her carbon or whatever, but later on, years later, this happened when he already was a gadol. That's what the Alshich says. The Marsha says, brings down from the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that even a cotton, even anybody who's a bardas, even a baby, right, if the Rabban Shem knows the person knew what he was doing, then he's punished for what he does, even if he's not bar mitzvah, minashamayim. And they ask the just the opposite. Minashamayim, you're not punished till 20 years old. So there's all different explanations of that. The Chacham Tzvi says a nice argument doesn't hold of that, the cloud. It's only Yerushalmi, and the argument doesn't hold that until 20 you don't get punished minashamayim. Others say that what's it called, that's only in Yoni Koresh that you don't get to your 20, but other kinds of onshim you could get even earlier than that, like the Marsha says. I was thinking very simple. Over here, it wasn't an onish b'dinei adam, that what's it called, that set thing in the Torah, so that's not a problem. And it also wasn't really an onish minashamayim. It was Eli wanted to punish him for kapara reasons, for migdar milsa, people shouldn't learn, whatever it was. Eli was going to daven that the Rabban Shem should punish him. That's like using God's name to punish somebody. That already is a different story. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with Shem Hashem. It says Eli wanted to punish him. Not that he was going to kill him personally. That he was going to beg Minashamayim that they should punish him for whatever reason he had. And therefore, that's completely different. There it's a combination. It's not Bidei Adam. It's not totally Bidei Shamayim. And this thing could be that whoever knows what he's doing in that kind of way gets punished. Completely different kind of thing. Okay, the Marsha says, why did she want after this one and not another one? Because this one, she davened for. The next one, Eli would have to daven. She wanted something that was a product of her davening, not necessarily a product of Eli's davening. Okay, let's go on. She was davening al liba, or what's it called? It says, al liba. She said el liba. What's al liba? Concerning her heart, her chest. Everything you created was created for a purpose. A naim liros, as naim lishmoa, chotim lahoria, peladaber, yodaim lasos bohem alocha, raglaim lahaloch bohem, dadim lahanik bohem. Breasts were created for nursing. Dadim halolush and asata, alibi lama. Why did you put these breasts on my chest if I can't use them? Lama lo lahanik bohem, lama lo lahanik bohem, tain li ben vahanik bohem. Give me a child, I should be able to nurse him. The person who fasts on Shabbos, even if there was a gzardin when he was a kid, that would apply to his whole 70 years of life, right, for bad, it's korea the gzardin. This destroys even a gzardin of 70 years. The afal pikein chosen in front of him, din on the Shabbos. And even so, he's going to be punished for fasting on Shabbos. Right? It has a tremendous effect. Not everything is black and white. There are things that can be very good, but they have bad side effects or downsides also. So even though what you did was good, right, it has a tremendous effect. Lamaisi, you did something bad too. You mevatel only Shabbos. My takante. So how do you correct that? You fast on Sunday to make up for what you fasted on Shabbos. Right? So on Sunday you fast for the Aveira of fasting on Shabbos, and the Maisa, though, the fasting on Shabbos was good. So here, there's a few different Tosfos in the name of the Rach says that it's talking about a Tainus Chalom. It's the only Tainus you're allowed to fast on Shabbos is a Tainus Chalom, because the Tainus Chalom, you have to fast the day that you have the Chalom, otherwise it's worthless. It has to be the day that you dreamt the dream. The Ritva adds that if a person wants to fast because he wants to do tshuva, can also fast on Shabbos, and the same halacha applies. The Hagos Maimoni says another case. Person who fasts every day, and therefore eating for him is a tzar. He's not used to eating. He fasts every single day in the daytime. He's allowed to fast on Shabbos also, because it'll be a tzar for him to eat. Right? And the Gemara says that's what happened with Marbere de Ravina, who says he used to fast every day of the year, except for Purim, Shavuos, and Erev Yom Kippur. Mashmi fasted on Shabbos also. And the Lahora, for that reason, since he fasted every day, it was a tzar for him to eat, right? To get out of his, and it says Rabbi Yehuda Chosid used to do that, to fast every day, including Shabbos. The Beis Yosef says that somebody who is sick and the food will hurt him, so also allowed to fast. Okay. The when you fast the Tainus Chalom on Shabbos, Tosfos brings down over here that you say Aneinu en Elokai Nitzor, and you end off Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Right, on this base, sorry. Baruch Atah Hashem Olav Yisori. Make it a separate bracha by itself, since you're not saying an Shmoneh Esrei. You say it by a separate bracha. It's not like adding a new bracha to Shmoneh Esrei. And the Bahag, some say the Bahag says that you don't end off. You just say Aneinu in Elokai Nitzor. Yerushalmi says that you say Aneinu in Ritzei. Okay, let's go on. Rambam Elazar, Chana hiticha dvarim klapei malo. Chana threw things in the face of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Marsha explains what's hitiach dvarim, because we're going to have it a few times coming up. That's where you're not mispalel the COVID rosh. It's two marshas, one here and one later. That putting them together, it means that, what's it called? That she said strong words. She davened in a way that wasn't bin hachno, right? With great humility and subservience, but just the opposite. She was toveya. She said they said things where they demanded things from the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's called Itiach Dvorim Klapei Mala. Shenemar, where did what's it called Chana Itiach Dvorim Klapei Mala? Shenemar, Vatispal Al Hashem. Malamed Shitiach Dvorim Klapei Mala. Not El Hashem, but Al. She daven on God. Lomer Abelazar, Elio Itiach Dvorim Klapei Mala. Shenemar, Viato Hasibos Es Liban Acharonis. You were the one, you're the cause of their Averis. You gave them a Yetzer Hara. Right? You made their heart go backwards. Omer of Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, Minayin Shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hodol Eliyahu. Where do you see the Rabbanu Shem agreed to Eliyahu? To see if he admitted to him, Vasher Harios, and you're right, I'm the one who made them do bad. See what it means. Rashi. Shoshivim Shon, the Kolomer, Afilu Nigzer Alav Minu Urov. Even if when he was a youngster, he had Gzeira Roa for the next 70 years of his life, still that tightness on Shabbos, what's it called, annuls it. The fish of tainus kosher b'Shabbos. Why is a tainus on Shabbos so much more effective? It's harder to fast on Shabbos. Fishakol misangin bov hu misangin. Everybody else is living it up on Shabbos, and you're fasting. It's much harder to do when you see everybody else enjoying themselves. Taniso the taniso yisan lamachre has to fast on Sunday. Tatispal al Hashem kach kosuvu b'mikra v'lo garsin hocha al tikri. It says al Hashem shechazer v'holda leliyol l'dvarav holda v'achar zman b'nevuas neviim acherim. Later on, Micha substantiated what Eliyahu said. Tichsiv Asher Hariyosi, Reisha Dekra, Osva Hatzola, Vahanidacha, Akabza, Vasher Hariyosi, Anigaranti Lohem. I caused them to go into Golis and do Chatoim and do go into Golis. Shebarasi Yitzhar, I created the Yitzhar. We'll see one second what that means. Amr Hama Rabbi Chanina, Ilmali Sholosh Mikros Ha'ele, Nismotu to Raglaim Shasoni Israel. If it wouldn't be for these three psukim, then Klal Yisrael would be totally destroyed. Chad Dichsiv, Sonei Yisrael is just a euphemism for Klal Yisrael. Right? It means the sinners of the Jewish people. But it put the klal on Sonei Yisrael. People hate Klal Yisrael, but it means Klal Yisrael. Chad Dichsiv, Asher Hariyosi. One says that the Ribbono Shel Olam causes us to sin. Right? If we wouldn't have that pasuk, then we would be responsible totally for our chatoi. The Chad Dichsiv, Hinei Kechomer B'yad HaYotzer, Kein Atem B'yadi Beis Yisrael. Right? The Ribbono Shel Olam says you're like clay in the hand of the artisan, right? And therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam could make us do good or bad. The Chad Dichsiv, Asirosi, Es Leiv Ho'Evin Mipsarchem, V'Nosaki Lechem, Leiv Bosor. In the future, God Taka will take the heart of stone out of us and give us a Leiv Bosor. He'll Taka make us do good, he'll take away the Yitzhar heart. I will put my ruach in you. I'll take away the yitzhara. Rashi, dechsiv ilmolei sholosh mikros halalu shemeidim sheyesh biyad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lesaken yitzreinu ulahaser yitzhara mimenu. The Ribbono Shel Olam has the power to make us do good, to take away the yitzhara, and if he doesn't, so he's an accomplice to our sins. Mismoted to ragleinu, right? Our feet would totally collapse, the mishpat. We wouldn't be able to stand up at all when we're judged. Now we have a pishon peh, we have an excuse. You caused us, you gave us the yitzhar. So the Marsha explains that this isn't a good taina because we have free choice. Sure, the Rav Asher gave us the Yetzirah, but he also gave us the power to overpower it. So it's our responsibility. But the Marsha says, and the Shirei Das explains even more according to what he says. I don't know if he says it over here, but it fits over here very nicely. The concept of Pishon Peh. What it means is, if we didn't have any excuse at all, then we would be totally obliterated in Mishpat. But if you have some excuse, even if it's a very weak excuse, then the judgment is a little bit tempered. And the Shirei Das explains that somebody who sins without even an excuse that he thinks is an excuse, even if it's no excuse, is a mamish amazing. That person is a really being chote b'shat nefesh. If you have some kind of excuse, right, even a flimsy excuse, that you think, even if it's no good, but you at least think that it's good, then you're not really chote b'mezid, right, because you're a little bit afraid to do it if you wouldn't have some excuse. So that mitigates already the aveira. The aveira is not mamish b'shat nefesh b'mezid gomer. He says that's why Yaakov Avinu told Lavan, he knew Lavan was a trickster, so he wanted to make sure he wouldn't trick him. So he said, Rachel bitcha ktana, to take away any chance that Lavan should. In the end, Lavan did trick him. Right? So what was Yaakov thinking? Manushah, if Lavan's a trickster, it's not going to help Rachel bitcha ktana. If he's not a trickster, then you don't need that. So the Shirei Das explains that he wanted to take away any excuse that Lavan could have had. It makes it easier to sin. But if what's it called, he had no excuse, he'd have to really be a Rasha to sin without any excuse. In the end, Lavan found another excuse. We never give the younger one before the older one. So even Lavan need an excuse to be able to be chote, unless you're a real hardened Rasha, right? It's hard to do a sin without thinking that you have some excuse. That's called a pishon peh. And that's what the Gemara is talking about over here. It's not talking about a real excuse. It just means that there's a pishon peh, and Mamela, the judgment won't be totally to obliterate you. Okay. Rebbe Lezer, Moshe hitiach dvarim klapei mala. Moshe also Rabbeinu threw words at the Ribbono Shel Olam. Also davened in a way of strength. Shenemar vayispal Moshe el Hashem, al tikri el Hashem ela al Hashem. Shekein dver Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov korin la alfin ayinin la ayinin alfin. That you can read an aleph as an ayin, an ayin as an aleph. Okay. So first of all, the Marsha explains why the three psukim. The three psukim shows that the Ribbono Shel Olam L'maaseh created the Yetzer Hara, and he has the power to change it if he wants to, and in the future he will change it. Putting all those three things together, you can blame the Ribbono Shel Olam a little bit for the chatoim that we do. He created the Yetzer Hara, he has the power if he wants to help us, right, to change it, and in the future he will do that. So why did he do it now? Okay. This pasuk by Espal Moshe El Hashem, the Marsha says it should be a different pasuk. Vo Espal El Hashem Vo Isahi. I dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam then by the Chet HaEgel, and there it says, what's it called? It could have just said Vo Esnapel Efnei Hashem Vi Amarti Migilti Yecholus Hashem. The fact that it says Vo Espal El Hashem had mentioned something that did not have to mention at all. That's why we read it El and not Al. It's just totally superfluous pasuk. But the pasuk by Yispal Moshe Lashem, which is in Bamidbar Yud Aleph, it could be explained very simply. This is the way it says it. There's no reason to say Al Tikre El El Al. So the Marsha says it's referring to a different pasuk, where the whole pasuk is echoed. Devei Rabbiane Amrei Nehacha, the Dizahav, another place where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke strong words against the Ribbono Shel Olam. My the Dizahav, when he was giving them Musar, right? So he said the Dizahav. Amrei Dvei Rabbi Anai, Tachomar Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef Ezov, Shishpatu Lahem Yisrael, Ad Sha'amru Dai, Hu Gorem Sha'asu Es Ha'egel, because you gave them so much silver and gold, till they said enough. Right? That's what caused them to make the egel. Amrei Dvei Rabbi Anai, Ein Ari Nohem Mitoch Kupa Shel Tevin, Ela Mitoch Kupa Shel Basar. A marshal to that is, a lion doesn't roar when he's eating straw, only when he's eating meat. When you're filled up, you feel good, that's when you flex your muscles. So too, Klai Yisrael didn't sin. If they wouldn't have had so much good, they wouldn't have sinned. Because they had so much luxuries, that's why they sinned. Amar Rav Hoshea, Moshe Lo'Avin Shaisel Parak Echusha, Ubalas Eivorin, right? Another marshal. Person had a skinny cow, right? You could see its limbs. Hechila karshinim v'hoishim v'etis bo. So he fed it, karshinim, and fattened it up, and then it kicked him. Right? Because it was full, it kicked him. Omar la, mi garim lach shetem v'etis bi, who caused you to kick me? Ela karshinim shaltis, I get what I fed you, caused you to kick me. Omar abchia barabba, omar abyochana, mashal adam echa choyal ben, another mashal. And we'll see the mashal says why you need all these three mashalim. A person had a son, hirchitzo, v'socho, v'hechilo, v'hishkeu, right, he washed him, and he anointed him, and he fed him, and gave him to drink. V'tolo kisatzav, and he gave him a nice fat wallet. V'hoshiva pesach shozonos, and he sat him down by the doorway to a beizonos. Ma'yasa oso aben shalo yechta, what should the kid do? He shouldn't be chote. Right, the father prepared him for this chate. It's very hard for the son, with all of these things, to do anything different. Amr of Acha Bered Rav Huna, Amr of Sheshes, Hainu Damri Inshi, Mole Krese Zoni Bishe. When your stomach is filled, right, that's filled with all kinds of chatoyim. And that was a full stomach. When a person is too settled, too has too much good, that's the Pesach for Averis. Shenemar, Kimarisa Vayisbo'u, Sovu, Vayorim Libam Alkein Shechuni. Was they were filled, that's why they forgot me. Your heart will be raised, and then you'll forget the Rabbanishon. You see, the Rabban Hashem also said, I gave them so much money, and therefore they did it, and they went and served the Baal. So he agreed later on, through the Hosea, to what Moshe Rabbeinu tainted. And the Marshal says, if you look, the three Mishalim fit the Psukim over here. Now, if you look at the different Psukim that are brought down to prove this idea that when you're full, it's a good, better chance that you'll turn away from the Rabban Hashem, so each of the three Psukim fit a different Marshal. All right, so you look yourselves and you'll figure out how they work, or you look in the Marsha. Okay. Rashi. He tiach loshen zrika. He threw words at the Rabban Hashem. Kmo kimetacha vekeshes. Ein ari nohem, someach umishtageya umazik. A lion doesn't roar, right? And go then do damage and go crazy if he's hungry. When he's full, that's when he does it. Mi mole crazy zoni bishay milui hakeres hu mimine chatoim haroim. Right, filling your stomach is in itself what's it called? One of the kinds of averes. Zoni mitargaminu leminehu is no. Zoni, therefore, zoni is a kind of ra. Bishi is ra. Hereth mimene. Anybody get here yet? Okay, let's go on.
It's a good way to daven this way, Yatiach?
No, it's mashmal, it's not. You have to daven the COVID Rosh. But certain times, it's a necessity, right? It's a shas chorum. By davra Hashem Moshe, leich raid. My leich raid. Raid, what's leich raid? Omer Ebelazar, Omer Lakarish Baruch Lamoshe, raid migdulascha. Go down from your gedula. Klum nasati l'cha gedula el b'shvil Yisrael. I only gave you gedula because of Yisrael, not for yourself. You represent Klal Yisrael. That's why he says Moshe Rabbeinu was shokel k'neged shishim ribui. He was equal to all 600,000, meaning he represented all of Klal Yisrael. So his gedula was given to him because he was a leader. The Ash of Yisrael chato, now the Jewish people don't deserve that gedula. You don't deserve the gedula anymore. Atalamali, what do I need you? Miyad, so nice pshat here. Leich reid, reid migdulascha. There are two letters in the Torah, more, but there's two that are big letters. The Dalet in the word Echad in Shema Yisrael, that you shouldn't think it's Acher, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Acher, but Hashem Echad. And Lo Sishtachaveh Le'el Acher. Also, big Reish, just the opposite. Don't daven to another god. You shouldn't mix it up with a Dalet and think you shouldn't daven to the Rabban Hashem. So those two letters are big letters. But when Klal Yisrael served Avodah Zarah, there's no purpose anymore for those two letters to be letters because they already made the mistake. So raid mi gedulascha, go down. The words raid, reish and dalet, the reish and acher and the dalet in echad should go down from there being big letters because they're not necessary anymore. Okay. Miyad toshash kochel shel Moshe, v'lo hayo koach l'dabir. Miyad, that was Moshe Rabbeinu, couldn't speak. He was devastated from what the Rabbanu Shem said. The kivin she'omer hereth many, and he didn't know what to do. Right? He didn't know what to do. Klal Yisrael already, the Rabbanu Shem seems to say, that's it. Then the Rabbanu Shem said to him, hereth me many, vash mi dein, leave me alone, get away from me, and I'll destroy them. Omer Moshe, dover zet toli bi. Why is the Rabbanu Shem telling me, hereth me, leave me alone, and I'll destroy them. Actually, if I don't leave him alone, he won't destroy them. So Moshe got the hint that the Rabbanu Shem doesn't want me to leave him alone. So he started to daven. Miyad omad v'nischazik b'tvila, who bikesh rachami. Marshal of Mela Shekos al Beno, Bohayamakeu Maka Gedola, right? There was the marshal was to a king who was angry at his son, and he was hitting him very harshly. Bohaya Ohavo Yoshim Lefonov, and he had a friend, the king's friend was sitting next to the king, who Mishyari Lomer Lodov, he didn't want to mix in. He didn't want to say anything, but he had Rachmanis on the son. Omer HaMelech, Il Mole Ohav Yizesh Yoshim Lefonov, Harakticha, if it wouldn't be for my friend sitting here, I'd kill you. Not the friend understood that he has a power over here to save the kid. Omer Dovrzer Tolui B. Miyad Omad Veitzilo. So he got up and he said, if you're saying that you're in deference to me, you're not going to kill the kid, so in deference to me, don't hurt him too much either. The Ato Hanicholi V'yichar Api Bohem. The Rebbe said, leave me alone, right? Let me go, and I will be angry with them. V'achalem, and I'll destroy them. V'esos Cholagoy, I'll make you into a great nation. The Pasuk wouldn't say it, you couldn't say such a thing. The Rabbanu said, leave me alone, right? Let go. Mashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to the Rabbanu Shem. Somebody holds on to his friend on his clothes, and he doesn't let him go unless he does what he wants. Same thing over here. So, first it's Asha Nichali. He said, get away from me, Mashma, if you don't get away from me, if you daven, then through your tefila, they'll get mechila. Hanicholi, Mashma shoya ocheizbo, even worse. Hanicholi means, let me go. He's holding on to him as if somebody's holding on to his clothes. So he says, first of all, the tzlach says, Chazal were very careful, didn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to the Rabbanu Shalom, but his clothing. Clothing represents the midos, the mood of a person. A person usually dresses according to his mood. When he's sad, he wears sad clothing. When he's happy, he wears happy clothing. Right? So the Rabbanu Shel Olam's midos, how he acts, is not him. Sometimes he's angry, sometimes it's not him. That's his midos that he uses. So Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to those midos of Kas to hold them back and tell the Rabbanu Shel, I'm not letting you go till you forgive them, till you change your clothes. He wasn't holding on to him, he was holding on to his clothing. Okay, let's go on. Ve'esos chol goy gadol. So the Rosh said, I'll destroy them and make you into a great nation. Amr Abelazar, Amr Moshe Lothnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom. Umak Yisei Shal Sholosh Regolim Eino Yocholam Olifanecho B'Shas Kascha. Right, if a chair that had three legs couldn't stand when you get angry. Yisei Shal Regolecho Laskam, you're going to make me into a nation, and they're only going to have one leg. Right, how's that going to help? The low old Elishbi Boshis Panami Avosai. Not only that, you're making me embarrassed from the others. Akshav Yomru Ru Parnasha Emilohem. You see the leader that the Rabbanu Shem gave them? Bikesh Gedula Liatzmo. You see, he would rather have Gedula. He would be the great nation. The low Bikesh Aleim Rachman, he didn't ask Rachman for my children, the Rabbanu Shem said. The others would say, so I'll be embarrassed from the others. So everybody asked the obvious question here. Moshe Rabbeinu also came from the others. So why is it a kisei of regal echad, right? Moshe Rabbeinu also had the schus of the three avos. So it's a kisei now of four legs. So the Marsha says, how it means is the following. A three-legged chair, if the legs are put properly, can stand very nicely. Fourth leg doesn't make it any sturdier. So if a three-legged chair, which could stand normally, can't withstand your anger, what's going to help to add another fourth leg? Didn't mean to say it would only be a one leg, but what's another leg going to help? Right? You're going to make me the head, so you'll have a four-legged chair. What's it going to help? Right? It's no better than a three-legged chair. That's what the Marsha says. The Al-Sheikh says that you make me into a great nation, the others are going to be mad at me. And they're not going to want their schools to help my children. Okay, which I don't understand because it's their children also. But in any case, they'll be mad at me, and they won't want their schus to help. That'll be one thing. And if they'll be mevater, then the second thing he said, I'll be very embarrassed for them. Manavshach, right? If I don't daven for them and you don't forgive them, you make me a great nation, the others are going to have tainas on me, and they're not going to want their schus to help my nation. Right? And even if they do, I'm going to be embarrassed for them. But they're mevater. That's what the Tzlach says. The Alshach says that the Gemara says that a person who's told the schus atzmo to the told the schus acherim. So what you're going to say, manavshach, it's not going to work over here. If you're going to tell me that I'm going to be the one, what's it called, that's going to be my schus, and I'm going to be the av, then what's it called, I'm going to daven that I should have a great nation, then it's going to only be in schus avos, and that didn't help. Elamai, I'm going to be mispal in schus avos, then it's going to be in my schus, and what's one leg going to help, but three legs wouldn't help. That's what the Alshach learns. I was thinking very partial, that the idea of the avos is not just that we have that they had ancestors. They had Terach too. Why don't we go back to Terach, Avosenu? Elamai, Avraham Avinu started the foundation. If there'd be a new foundation, then what came before wouldn't be relevant to that new nation. Right? That nation would start with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had all his fine. That would be his inyan, but not the inyan of the nation. The nation's foundation would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Not the Avos, even though Moshe Rabbeinu came from there, just like the foundation is not Terach, even though Avraham came from Terach. Nothing to do with it. Vayichal Moshe espanei Hashem, Omer Reb Elezer, Melamed she'omed Moshe b'tfilo lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shehechlehu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu davened until he became sick. V'roma ova ad shehofer lo nidro. He, what's it called? He was made for the nether of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Hechalehu hiftzir bo. He, what's it called? Let's go back a little bit. Shalosh regalim Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Shechalehu hiftzir bo. He pressed him. He davened until he pressed the Rabbanu Shel Olam to answer. Rava Amar shehofer lo nidro. From the Lashon, Ksiv Hochav Ayichal, Ksiv Hoshon, Lo Yachel Dvoro. What nether was he made for? The Marshal brings on a medrash, says the Ramosha said, I already made a nether, Zoveach Lelohim Yochoram. Person who sacrifices to a strange god will be destroyed. So how can I be made for what I said? So Moshe Rabbeinu was made for his nether. But Omer Mar, who ain't no Miachel, of Achirim Mochlno. He can't be Miachel his own nether, but somebody else could be Miachel. Moshe Rabbeinu gave himself up to death. If you don't forgive them, then put my name out of the book of life. I'm willing to die for them. He caused the Midas HaRachamim to take effect on them. It's all Vayichal, the Lashon of Vayichal Moshe. All different lashonos of Vayichal. Another means Vayichal can be chulin. It would be sacrilegious for you, Rabbanu Shel Olam, to do such a thing. Me'asos kadavor hazeh. And the Marsha points out, like Avraham said, there were people who didn't serve the eagle. There were tzaddikim. You can destroy the whole nation, including those tzaddikim, just the opposite. You should save the whole nation from the schus of the tzaddikim. It would be sacrilegious to destroy even the tzaddikim. Vayichal Moshe espanei Hashem. Tanya Rabbi Elezer Agadol Omer Melamed Shomed Moshe Betfilah Nekodesh Baruch Hu Ad Sheosu Achila Vayichal Kamlashen Choli. He got sick, Moshe Rabbeinu. He got what's it called Achilu. Achilu is a kind of fever. My Achilu Omer Rabbi Elezer Eish Shalatzomos. My Eish Shalatzomos or Avaya Eshta Degarmi, right? Which is the Aramaic translation of Eish Shalatzomos. But it must be that they called that there was a disease that they had, a certain kind of fever that was called Eshta Degarmi. So this Eish Shalatzomos is that fever that they knew how to refer to. It wasn't just the Aramaic translation, although it was ridiculous. What's Eish Shalatzomos in Aramaic? Right? They knew how to speak Aramaic. But and that was a well-known disease. Okay. Rashi. Shemosar Atzmon Lamisa Vayichal Loshen Chalal. Right? Being dead. Shehech Valei Midas Rachamim Kamo Yochulu Arosh Oyoav. Should take effect. Lashon hiniya, to put, to take effect. Shachzoso achilu, eshto de garni, mo liar bala, some kind of specific disease, a high fever. Zechor lavrom liso yisrael avodecho, asher nishbato lohem boch, my boch, what do you mean nishbato lohem boch, you swore in you. Omer Rebbe Lazar, Omer Moshe Lefnekodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Il Moli Nishbata Lohem B'Shamayim V'Va'aretz Ha'yisi Omer K'Shem Shishamayim V'Aretz B'Teilin Kach Shvuascha B'Teilin. I wouldn't be so upset if you swore on the heavens and earth. Eventually the heavens and earth also will be bottled. Mashmah from here, there'll come a time when the heavens and earth will be bottled. Machlokas philosophers, Rambam and others, whether once the world was created, it's eternal. The Rambam seems to say that the world is eternal, but it says Shamayim Chadashim, or it could be that means that it will continue to exist, but in a different way, so the original one won't be there in its original state. That means Betel. The Avshar Shnishbata Lohem B'Shimcha Agadol, but you didn't swear on the heavens and earth, swear on yourself, on your own name. Ma'ashimcha Agadol Chai V'Kayim Le'olam Le'olmei Olamim, Kach Shvuasva Kayim Es Le'olamim. Now I'm really concerned, because you made the Shvua that, what's it called, that, the Shvua that you will give the Avos the, and give Klaus for the land. So if the, you made the Shvua with what's it called, Shamayim V'aretz, I would say, okay, now the Shvua is bottled. But Shvua can't be bottled, so how can you go back on your word? But to Davar Aleim Arbe Zarachem, Kichokhli HaShamayim, V'chol HaOretz HaZos HaShir Amarti, right? You said, you spoke to them, and you said, I will increase their zera. The Cholores Azos, it should say, Asher Amarto, Hi Asher Amarti, Asher Amarto. Moshe speaking about what the Rebbe Shem said. He should have said, and you said, not Amarti, I said. Honor of Elazar, Ad Kan Divrei Talmud, Mekan Ve'elach Divrei Harav. Till here, Moshe was speaking, now the Rebbe Shem took over. Bought it in, and he said, Asher Amarti, you're right, I spoke. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer Elu Ve'elu Divrei Talmud. Moshe still speaking. Elakach Omer Moshe Lefnei Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Tvorim Shomarti, Shomarto Li, Leich Emor Lohem Yisrael, Bishmi, Halachti V'Amarti Lohem B'Shimcha. Ach Shomani Omer Lohem. I said it in your name. What am I going to say now? So one of the Mepharshim says here that the thing is, if the Ramon Shem tells a Navi something to himself, not to go to tell other people, he doesn't tell other people, then even good things can change. But if a Navi's told to tell other people, and he tells other people, then good things don't change. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ribono Shel Olam, this isn't just between us, where a good thing can change. I already told them. So now you can't change it, because something you say for good can't be changed. Rashi. Asher nishbata lohem boch, shenemar bakedus yitzor binishbati. That's where the Ribono Shel Olam swore on himself. Ad kan, we didn't get over yet. Ad kan, ad kolchofei ha-shamayim, Moshe said. The Ron Shom bought it in and he finished off the pasuk. Dvarim shomartoli b'sne, omartoli ele eskem layoni mitzrayim, ala aretz tov v'rechava. Right, I told them those things already, and therefore, like we said, therefore it can't be changed.